And the lease probably ran for about 10 years, you know. And after the lease expired, the state, in order to try to get more revenue from that land that had been cut over, they would tell these companies, say, well, you cut the timber already, says, and you paid us 30 cents for the timber cutting privileges. Why don't you just give us 20 cents an acre more and take the land, you know, give you title to the land. It'll be yours. That's how they acquired the land so cheap. Well, it was an attractive deal for the state to do. You know, the state thought it was attractive because after they transferred the title of the land to the companies, then they would get some taxation from it. You see, these companies would have to pay some taxes on the land. And it wouldn't be much, but they would get something. And that's why they disposed of so much state land so cheaply in these areas, because the state thought that the only way that we'd ever get any money from cut over land was to sell it to these companies for just a little bit more than they had leased it for, and let them in turn pay taxes in the next couple of years on it.
Mm-hmm. You said the land here is a little different than the land?
The land in Slidell, I don't know what I meant by different.
You said something about hills or?
There's a, say, we have an area out here, a road out here called Military Road. Runs north and south. I don't know how the military got to it. It might have been a militia trail in one day. But Military Road runs north and south, and it runs approximately, or average of about a mile and a half to 3 miles from Pearl River, the Pearl River Basin, you see. And Pearl River the Pearl River Swamp is made up of five rivers. They have East Pearl, East Middle, Middle River, West Middle, and West Pearl.
Yes.
That's the way the river deep is made up, besides the bias and stuff that run into it. Now that's real low, you know, and it goes into the marsh, which enters into the Wrigley's and into Lake Bourne.
Marsh? Where's the marsh?
The marsh is that land, that low land that borders the lake and borders the high land in this area. It's just flat marsh. We don't even have them. They're reclaiming marsh areas now. You know, Eden Isles was all marsh area when I was a boy, you see, where we used to hunt ducks and fish.
And they dug up.
Put canals in there and thrown the fill up to make lots and to reclaim the area, which is against what the ecologists want to do. They're destroying the wetlands. The wetlands was the marsh. But trying to describe the soil, this military road is a kind of a ridge. It is a high plateau of land, see?
Yeah.
It runs, it's not very wide, it's not but about 2 or 3 miles wide along either side of that military road. And then when you get to Slidell, it's like the end of a funnel that drains the higher land. See, as you get to north of Slidell, Pearl River, Mississippi, the topography of the land above sea level rises. Say, like Slidell, there's some areas it's just about 5 or 6 feet above sea level. You get up to Pearl River will be 10, 12 feet above sea level.